This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I am very happy to be with you today. I certainly am. We love spending this time with you Monday through Friday as we talk about issues of importance to your life and your faith. And for that reason, I always ask you to give us a call here. Let me give you that toll-free number. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3988. 86. That's the way that you can join us with your questions, your comments, your insights, your inspirations, your words of encouragement. And we want to hear all of that. Yes, we do. We have Matthew Gubensky on the phones. He's eager to hear from you. He is our call screener. When you call in, if you're a first-time caller, please do let us know and we'll ring our welcome bell for you to welcome you for your debut. We love to ring that bell, so please do call us. In addition to that, we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply go on out there and in that chat feature, put in your name. Tell us if it's YouTube or Facebook. Well, I guess we're going to see that because Jeff goes out there and grabs and retrieves your questions or comments. Use the chat feature, put your question comment in there, and he will get it. He'll put it up on the board for us. Jeff, in addition to being our social media manager, is also our producer. And if you're a first-time submitter, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. Let us know, and we'll ring our bell to welcome you for your debut on our program. Always eager to get your questions. And I do want to remind you that if you're outside of North America, we've got a number for you too. Country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. Want to remind you also that you can use that call-in number after 4 p.m. Eastern and leave a message for us. And on one of the days that we have like a mailbag day or listener comment day, we will read your question and respond to it. And again, that number is 833-288-3986. At this moment, that's you're going to get us, and we're happy about it. So please do give us a call. I want to tell you just a little bit about some of the really cool things that are going to be happening here at Women of Grace. And we're always doing something, and it seems like I'm always going somewhere to be with all of you. And I'm inviting you to join us for all of the different events that I am at and all of the different events that Women of Grace puts on. And we've got an exciting event coming up on September the 30th, which is not too far away now. It's just 8 days away. We are in great preparation for this wonderful opportunity. We are going to be with you on that Saturday afternoon from 1 until 5 Eastern for a very, very beautiful time together. It is our first WAGathon. And what is our WAGathon? Well, it's an opportunity for us to celebrate with you our 20th anniversary. Women of Grace is 20 years old. Women of Grace is 20 years old. I cannot believe it. She has grown up. Our little apostolate has grown up. And through the grace of God, we've been sustained through all of these 20 years, through all of the situations and circumstances that have happened in those 20 years, through all of the ups and the downs, through all of the times when the ministry was tried. We have survived for 20 years. And we are ever so very grateful to God for that. And I think that we've survived because the call and the mission is so important. And what is that call and mission? It is to transform the world one woman at a time. Now, on this 20th anniversary WAGathon, I'll be sharing with you some of that, some of the exciting things that are happening through the course of those 4 hours is that the script got flipped. And my daughter, Thea Parsons, interviewed me about some of the moments of these 20 years that have been so important to Women of Grace. And it's fun, I think. And I'm hoping she includes this one. I was even asked, Mom, tell us about your beef and pepper recipe. So I give this whole recipe right there. So, have your pad and pencil ready because it's a really good recipe and you're going to want to do it. So anyway, we have that. We have congratulatory messages coming from just ever so many people. A lot of the guests that I've had on television over these last very many years. I've been on television longer than I was, than Women of Grace has been in existence. Started on television back in 1988. great. Our mother ministry is Living His Life Abundantly. That is our not-for-profit. Women of Grace operates underneath that umbrella. So we're going to have a lot of people coming on giving congratulatory messages, one of whom is Father Mitch. So people like Father Mitch is going to be there. In addition to that, we have a lot of little kinds of surprises that are going to be happening throughout the course of that time. You're going to have opportunities to enter into a free pilgrimage to Guadalupe with us. So all kinds of things are happening. We're also striving to raise funds during that time. And so Debbie Giorgiani is going to be with us for the entirety of that day. And she and staff members are going to be talking about any number of things. And I'm going to be there the whole time too. I'm going to be taking your questions. And it's just going to be fun, just going to be an absolutely fun day. And it's going to be something that we've never done before. We're excited about it. We want you to join us. It's absolutely free. Just come. All you have to do is register right there at our website. You need to register. Why? So that we can give you the link to join us by Zoom. And you can come and go as you wish. But in addition to that, you are going to be able to be privy, I think, to a lot of what's going on. Our social media outlets, I think, will carry some of this, but some of the special things we want you to be registered for. So we do invite you to get out there to our website and sign up to join us for this 20th anniversary Wagathon, celebrating our 20th anniversary of Women of Grace on September the 30th from 1 in the afternoon until 5 p.m. Eastern time on that day. I can't wait. I'll tell you, my staff has been working on this so diligently, putting in so many long hours to make it something very, very special. And we want to gift you with its specialness. Yes, we do. So please do come and join us. What a beautiful thing. Also, for those of you that are mission partners, I want to remind you that we have our Mission Partner Growing Together gathering that's happening right following this program. If you haven't registered for that, get out to our website. You can still sign up for that. You'll get the link and you'll be able to join us. We're going to be introducing you to Dr. Donald Wallenfang, who is our academic advisor for the Benedicta Institute for Women, our leadership program for women, getting us all put into gear now. We will be offering certifications in Catholic women's leadership through the Benedicta Institute. So, you'll get a chance to meet him today if you're a mission partner. The rest of you will meet him too at some point in time. I hope to have him on radio here. I've had him on television already. We'll have him again on television as well. And I want to let you know that on October the 14th, I am so eager for this. I'm going to be with Deacon Larry Oney and his beautiful wife, Andy Oney, at a Charismatic Eucharistic Revival Conference that they're putting on at Divine Mercy Catholic Church in Kenner, Louisiana on October the 14th. It is going to be beautiful. It is a Charismatic Eucharistic Revival Conference. Put all of those together and oh my gosh, it is going to be dynamite. I can't wait to be there. I'm going to be presenting. Father William Mumphrey is going to be presenting. Andy is going to be presenting. Deacon Larry is going to be presenting. Terry Quinn is going to be with us presenting. And then John Finch is going to be doing the music. This is going to be one exuberant, delightful, heavenly, blessed day of the Lord. So join us there in Kenner, Louisiana on October the 14th. All of the information is at our website, womenofgrace.com. You can read the information and you can register right there. Just click here to register. It'll get you there. Coming right back. Want to hear from you, 833-288-EWTN. Call. We'll be right back.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open, 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Jeanette Williams. We're happy to be with you. You just heard those numbers, but let me give them to you again, 833-288-EWTN. That's a toll-free number for you. It's 833-288-3986. We invite you to use that number and join us here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. In addition to all of that, we are available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. and Facebook page. And we are looking forward to taking your questions that way as well. Simply use the chat feature, and Jeff Person, our producer and social media manager, will collect it and put it up on the board for us. We'll address it. We have Matthew Gubinski on the phones. I invite you to let him know if you're a first-time caller or a first-time submitter. And if you are, we will ring our bell for you. So first time out there leaving a question for us at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, or first time calling in today, we'll ring that bell. I am so happy about that. Well, I'll tell you what, we have Cindy with us. Excuse me. We have Cindy with us. She is a first time caller. She is with us via from Long Island, New York today, listening to us via YouTube. And I'm ringing my bell for you, Cindy. How are you?
Hi, how are you? It's good to hear from you again.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to talk with you.
Yeah, so I need your guidance, as always.
Okay.
So I've been going for spiritual counseling, and I speak to a nun. I believe she's a Jesuit nun. Sorry if I'm saying it wrong. So the first time that I felt uncomfortable with is when she mentioned about yoga, if I ever tried about, yoga. And I learned, you know, through your, when I went to the retreat about yoga and through your channel, that yoga is not really good for us. It's really worshiping another religion. And I told her about that, so she let it go. But then this time, recently, which it was yesterday, she said something about dreams. Because I keep telling her that I think God is talking to me in my dream. And she said, just to let you know that every character in your dream is you. So I was like, explain, because you're confusing me right now. What do you mean? She's like, every person that's in your dream, it's you. And I was like, I don't think that's Catholic teaching. I said, so you're telling me, you know, Joseph, when the angel appeared to him, Joseph's husband, Mary's husband, you're telling me that was the angel was him, Joseph? And she's like, I don't know. So I was like, where are you getting this information from? And she said, she took a course with a Jewish lady. And I said, if it's not Catholic teaching, I will not follow that. So I left it alone. And I don't know what to do. I feel very uncomfortable now. I don't know if she's giving me good advice. So
Cindy, so here we go. And thank you so much. And this is concerning, but it's not surprising. The unfortunate reality is that, you know, in many women religious orders, the zeitgeist of our time has entered. And so a lot of our religious, our women religious have fallen victim to a lot of the New Age ideas and a lot of the ideologies that accompany the New Age. And it sounds as though this is the case with this woman. And so in my book, Full of Grace, Women in the Abundant Life, in the chapter there, I believe it's on the chapter on obedience, I give people some characteristics and things that they should look for in someone that they are considering for to be a spiritual director for them. And I outline these characteristics that they should look for and how they should appropriate them. One of the things that I warn them against is anybody that's bringing any kind of New Age into spiritual direction. Now, in this case, it sounds to me like this religious sister is obviously bringing in yoga, which, as we know, is a Hindu practice. We do say here on Women of Grace, and we've got it, you know, on the authority of a lot of very, very Orthodox teachers in the church, that we ought not to do yoga. There's no reason for us to do yoga. None whatsoever. Obviously, we know that if in Hatha yoga, there are certain postures that are used. Those postures, some people interpret as being simply exercise. But the fact of the matter is, it is the shape of a Hindu god. Why do we want to contort our body into the shape of a false god? You know, and the whole purpose of yoga is to take us to an ego-shattering moment where psychologically, you know, through biochemical means, you know, the various kinds of hormones that are emitted through that practice, the ego barrier in the brain is shattered and we feel as though we are merging with the all is one. In Hindu religion, it's a polytheistic religion. It believes in many gods. But in addition to that, it is a monistic religion. That means that says that everything in its essence is exactly the same thing. And they talk about the life force energy. And this life force energy that goes by various names, ki, chi, prana, all of these things, you know, are really, everything is this, is of this same essence. And that essence is the divine. That essence is all enlightenment. And that is their God. And so these ego-shattering practices, yoga, which means path to God, yoga is a means by which that is attained. Whether it's Hatha yoga or Kundalini yoga or Tantric yoga or any of the yogas, they're all aimed at that end. So we don't want to be doing that. There's no reason. If we want exercise, there's all kinds of isometric exercises, as Sue Brinkman always tells us, that you can do that's going to achieve even better results than yoga. But yoga right now has captured the titillated the imaginations of people, so they think it's really great. So the fact then that this yoga is being recommended to you is a warning sign. Now, the fact about the dreams, you know, I'm going to take a stab at this here. I think that this is probably coming from a Jungian view of psychology, which has to do with the collective consciousness and all of these kinds of things. You know, I don't know who the Jewish woman is that she took a course with, but why, you know, if it's about these kinds of things, probably not good. Maybe it was A Course in Miracles that she took, which really does have a lot of this Jungian psychology in it. Very bad. Very, very bad. Heretical, even. Father Benedict Groeschel spoke against that. It's really not anything that Catholics should be concerned about. So now here's a second strike. She contradicts herself. Third strike. Why? Because she says, well, you call her on scripture. And then she says, well, I don't know. Well, either you know or you don't know. Either all dreams, which is a statement of the absolute, all, either all dreams, you know, and the people that populate those dreams are really, you know, an aspect of ourself, or they're not. So what would make that angel not, you know, a subset of Joseph or an aspect of Joseph? So, you know, we know that's not the case, right? So, you know, it doesn't make any sense, you know? So it doesn't make any sense. And you know, we go back to the dream of Joseph in the Old Testament, you know? All of this is just ridiculous talk. I do not believe, Cindy, that she is a person that is suitable for you for spiritual direction if you are truly seeking to enter into a deep relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ by way of the principles of the church that he gave to us, and that is our Catholic Church. I would encourage you to seek someone else. I wouldn't stay with a spiritual director that was suggesting such things. So,
and she said to me also, I'm not opening up. And I said, no, that's it. That's what got me in trouble before. I said, I opened up to chakra. I opened up to a lot of things that got me in trouble. I spiritually got in trouble. And I was sinning. I was doing things that is not in God's teaching, you know, in the Catholic teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if it's not the Catholic teaching, I will not open myself to that. I said, I'm not judging no one. I said, I don't care what religion you are, but if when it comes to, you know, teaching me about spiritual, my religion, I say I only stick with the Catholic Church.
That's right. So she's introducing things to you that clearly are outside of the Catholic Church. So I would just walk away. And, you know, the whole business that you're talking about with regard to chakras and things like that, the fact of the matter is that's no good either. So, you know, that is all part and parcel of, you know, of these Eastern Oriental religions, yeah, Eastern Oriental mysticism. The idea, and of course, that's part of the whole purpose of Hinduism as well. The idea is that they believe that in the base of the spine sits a serpent, and that serpent in the base of the spine is the Kundalini, and as that Kundalini is raised through these consciousness altering techniques such as yoga, then it touches these psychic energy wheels called chakra that are located in the spine, which are not don't exist. They don't exist. And they're excited, and we grow in enlightenment. And what are we being enlightened toward? We're being enlightened toward the fact that we are God. The ultimate chakra is the chakra in the head. When that chakra is excited, when the Kundalini serpent has been raised all the way up through these various practices to the top of that top chakra, then everything kind of explodes, right? And we have that ego shattering experience where we merge with the all is one, and we see that we in reality are God. So, you know, all of these practices are geared toward taking us to that experience. So we want to stay clear of them. So, Cindy, I'll say a little prayer now in asking our Lord to bring a good spiritual director into your path. And so it is, Father, that we do lift Cindy up to you. And I thank you, Father God, for her phone call today, giving us an opportunity to talk about these realities, to try to explain why they are not of you. Father God, in this moment, I ask that as she moves away from this spiritual director, that she is able to find someone who will guide her well, that will help for her to make progress in her journey toward you and being filled with more of you and more of you and more of you and filled with nothing but you. Father God, we also pray for this female religious. We pray for her, Lord. She's gotten herself tied up in many things. She is not alone. We know how it is that the evil one wants to take these brides of Christ out. He wants to destroy their vocation, and he's been successful on so many counts, but nothing is impossible for you. And so I pray that it is that this woman, this religious woman, receive a special grace and charism that removes the scales from her eyes, and she can see clearly what it is that she has been promulgating. She can see clearly that which has influenced and affected her, and she can see clearly her way to ultimate freedom in and through you and you alone. And so it is, Father, that we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady, in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you, Cindy, for your call today. And now I have a special surprise for you. We have a special guest, and you know who she is because you listened to her right after you listened to Women of Grace Live. It's Debbie Giorgiani. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Johnette. You cannot ring the bell for me because I've called before to your show. So I'm not a first-time caller, but I do love the ringing of the bells. But yeah, I'm so excited to be on your show because I couldn't wait any longer. I am so looking forward to this Wagathon of celebration, 20 years of Women of Grace, and we are having this live event for 4 very quick hours. I get to be one of the hosts, and the registrations are coming in so fast, Johnette. It is incredible. Hundreds are inquiring about this incredible experience that we are going to celebrate 20 years with all the fun behind the scenes interviews. And you are spot on. I was listening to you this morning when you were saying how your team, Thea and Isabel and all the rest of the team, they're working really hard. Yes, they are. I know because I'm getting the text messages, the meeting alerts and everything. And we're thrilled about this. I can't wait till September 30th.
I can't wait either. And, you know, it is our first step out in this direction, Debbie, and how comfortable we feel because you are with us, right? You have done these kinds of days with so many of our affiliates out there, our radio affiliates, and have been so successful with them. And I've had the pleasure of being a guest on some of those radiothons. And you do just such a spectacular job, and you have a capacity to make everybody feel welcomed and feel comfortable. And you've done that for my team there at Women of Grace, truly indeed, you know, and they keep saying, well, we know everything's going to be fine because Debbie's going to be with us.
Oh, we're going to have fun. That's for sure.
Yes, we are. And there's no question about it. And, you know, I was sharing with everybody about all of these, little videos that are coming in, congratulatory videos. And Tom Sullivan has been working really hard to get those edited and to get them in good shape. And Thea says, oh, Mom, there are just so very many. Thea Parsons, friends, is my daughter. And she is our director of marketing and event planning. So she has been intricately involved They've got every single minute down to the second all lined up for these 4 hours, Debbie. And it is going to be fun. And we're excited. Yeah. And there's room for more because we have capacity since it's online. So we do want for you to join us. You can just go out to our website, womenofgrace.com. You'll see that little graphic there. Click on that graphic. It'll take you to the registration page. It's also listed in the upcoming events on the homepage. And it's listed in the events if you choose to go out and see all of the events by going to that spot on the nav bar. So we've made it abundantly available for people to register.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is a very unique event, and I love that. I've been seeing it on social media. We'll be on Facebook Live and on Zoom, and you can come in and out. But I think you're going to want to stay the entire very quick. It's going to go very fast, 4 hours, because you're right, Johnette. Every second has been planned. And this is new content stuff, which is what people want, you know, and they want to journey with you for the past 20 years of what you have done to reach so many souls. And this event really is launching, I think, for the next 20 years, right? And the beauty of how you can reach more souls. And that's why we want people to listen in, participate, really just celebrate with us. It's going to be a blast. I saw the lineup. I saw what's going on for 4 hours. It is going to be so much fun. I even told Thea and Isabel, I said, I better bring a big gallon of water because I'm staying the whole entire time. I'm not even taking a break, Johnette.
I know. Well, I did ask them about that. I said, you know, do people have an opportunity to just go freshen up and things? And they said, well, we think that we can work that in. I said, oh my goodness, I sincerely hope so. But it's going to be fun. Lots of our regional coordinators too from different parts of the country have sent in little snippets. So y'all are going to have a really bird's eye view on Women of Grace, what it is that we do. You're going to get to meet so many of the people that have made Women of Grace possible and continue to work directly with these women in transforming their lives, one woman at a time, the whole world, one woman at a time. Debbie, if you can stay for a few more minutes on the other side of the break. And friends, if you have any questions about the Walkathon or any questions at all about anything, give us a call here, 833-288-EWTN. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We are so happy that you are with us today. This is the day the Lord has made. What do? We rejoice and we are glad in it. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Well, we've had an exciting time here on Women of Grace Live today because Debbie Georgiani is with us and she's going to be sharing with us more about the upcoming Walkathon that we, Women of Grace, are going to be hosting on September the 30th from 1 in the afternoon until 5 Eastern time. And you well know that that's a Saturday. So we're hoping that you will register and join us. Why do you need to register? So that we can send you the Zoom link and you can interact with us. We're going to be on Facebook and other social media platforms that Women of Grace participates in, but you're not going to be able to interact with us. If you come to the Walkathon, you will be able to interact with us. And we've got all kinds of things that, are lined up for you. And so Debbie's going to be talking with us for the next couple of minutes about that. Then we're going to get back to our phone line. So this is a great time for you to listen and call in to be on the air today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here. In addition to that, you can use EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page. Use that chat feature and put in your question or comment. Jeff Burson will collect it and put it up on the board. If you're a first-time caller or a first-time submitter, I sure do want to know about that because I ring my welcome bell for you for your debut. And Debbie started off our time together today saying I couldn't ring it for her because she's been on the air with me before, and that's true. But you know, Debbie, you deserve a bell ringing. So
thank
I'm going to ring it anyway.
I was hoping you would do that. I was going to pay you a dollar to do that. I really was. But...
Tell us a little bit. Yeah. You've seen more of this schedule than I've seen. I've not seen the schedule. I'm just hearing tidbits. So you can inform me and everybody else about some of the exciting things that are going to happen at the Walkathon.
Oh, Johnette, it is so cool. You know, you mentioned Father Mitch Pacwa. You mentioned how Thea is interviewing you, because normally you interview everyone, right? Which is great. We learn a lot from that. But now we get to interview you, and you're going to give us like the behind the scenes stories and just traveling down memory lane for 20 years. And then, of course, your husband, Jack Williams, you and Jack will be sharing marriage tools and tips. And we need to hear that right now, because marriage is under attack. We know that. So it is just an incredible jam-packed 4 hours online, real time, 1 to 5 Eastern time. I highly recommend, folks, that you do register. Please register. Like Johnette said, you can come in and out. Hundreds, and I mean hundreds, are inquiring about jumping on this event. It is going to be very unique, very extraordinary, a lot of fun. And a Walkathon, you may say, what is Walkathon? Well, Women of Grace-a-thon, right? For the 20 years. It's the celebration. And we are going to really explore the 20 years, but be looking to the future and how many more souls can be reached through the Women of Grace ministry. And so that's what it's all about. It's celebration. It's putting the fun back into fundraising as well. So, it's a great time for people to jump on board and be part of the mission, be part of the ministry. And I'm excited. I mean, I feel so honored that you guys asked me to be part of the event. And I put it on my calendar. I even put little, I do this, Johnette, because I went to Catholic school. I put little stars around it. I did.
Oh, did you?
I did. It's true. I can show you.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
It's well, I'm be so a blast. Glad you're excited about it. I got to tell you, we're excited to have you. And as I said, you know, Debbie, you're a pro at this, and you've made my staff feel very comfortable with this first venture. And I'm really hoping that, you know, we will have lots of people that are joining us, and we want you to join us too. So just get out there to our website, womenofgrace.com. You can use the opportunity right there to click and register right there. It doesn't cost you anything to register. It doesn't cost you anything to be with us. But we will be enjoying so much of the history with you. Even when Thea was interviewing me, Debbie, and she asked me one question, and I gave her an answer, and she says, Mom, I never heard that story before. You know, and I mean,
so
you
sweet.
Could just... Yeah, it was precious, and you could just see on her face that, like, she was, like, mesmerized by it. And it's the time that I was at a charismatic event and really had an absolutely outrageously amazing moment there, and I share about that moment. And so, you know, you'll have to come and be at the Walkathon to hear about that moment. I'm not going to give it away on the air today, but it was really quite an incredible moment for me. And it was a life-changing moment, changed my life completely. Mm-hmm. And I want to let everybody know again that we will be raffling off a free
pilgrimage.
Yeah. And we're excited about that. We're going to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe for her feast day in Mexico City in December. We're taking an EWTN crew with us. Two of the friars are coming. Father Leonard is coming. Father Joseph Mary is coming. Very excited about that. It's just going to be a very special time. We're going to go to Conchita's home. The religious sister said if we wanted to, she would open up the whole house for us, which is very unusual, a very special privilege. So this is going to be a special, special event. And if you're there, at this event, you will have an opportunity to enter into that raffle. So beautiful things, Debbie.
That's a big deal. You know, you were sharing how I host other pledge drives around the country. And by the way, folks, fall share-a-thons are happening all around the country. So if your local Catholic radio station is coming to you, please give generously. We need Catholic radio now more than ever. We need it to thrive into the future, not just survive. Okay, that's my little plug for Catholic radio. But Johnette, you know, it was interesting. You know, what you were sharing, how I host a lot of these pledge drives. and I have been since 2010. And I will tell you that, in, you know, not every station is able to offer these pilgrimages and things like that, that are kind of the big prizes, right? The big premium gifts. And we're able to offer it on the Wagathon. And I think that's so exciting. And like I said, the team is working, I mean, round the clock. And I hope they still like me after I say this, because I want to share something. I hope I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, but there's going to be a special presentation, I believe, midway. I saw the original schedule that Thea and Isabel gave to me, but I believe midway I asked Thea, I said, I got to get a copy of that, because that's probably when I'm going to take my break, you know, just to quickly refresh, you know, the gallon of water that I've got. But I want to see this, because apparently it's one of your first interviews. Oops, I hope I didn't say anything, but it is so
really
cool. Yeah.
Oh my
you know
goodness.
What? I don't even know if you know about it. Do you? Uh-oh.
No.
I hope I didn't
I don't know about it.
Okay. Okay. Never mind. Just erase.
I'll forget
just
it.
Just erase that. Okay.
Oh dear.
But apparently it is amazing. That's what
really?
I heard. Yes.
Oh my
That's
goodness.
What I heard, Johnette. Okay. Now I'm going to probably get a text message from your daughter, Thea, saying, why did you do that? Well, it's going to be so exciting. I tell you this, I've never realized until I worked with your team on how many years and in all the different places you've been and all the different people you have ministered to and the different programs you have offered and retreats and schools and certificates and all sorts of things. I never realized it, Johnette, never until I prepared with your team for this Wagathon. And
wow.
So I have to tell you, God bless you for all the hard work that you have put into these last 20 years. I've got chills just saying this, and I know that's the Holy Spirit. I just pray not 20 more years, you have 200 more years.
Well, Jack would be happy. He's planning my 100th birthday party, he told me. He said, if I have to carry you, you will be there. I said,
oh,
okay,
that's hilarious,
Jack.
Really?
Yeah, he's just darling. Anyway, I still get gushy over him. But anyway, all of that being said, you know, it's true. I began on Catholic Radio, Debbie, in 1987. I was up here at EWTN I came up in 87, and that's how I got to the network through a project. And everybody will hear that story at the Wagathon. But I've been doing television programming for EWTN since 1988. So, you know, just and I tell people, quite honestly, I am a privileged daughter of the Most High God, because I have had the opportunity to interview so many fantastic people, so many of the great minds in the church today. You know, I had the opportunity to go and sit in the home of Father Richard Newhouse, you know, and interview him in his own home. I've interviewed, you know, I interviewed Judge James Buckley, who was a circuit court judge in Washington, D.C. I've just had the opportunity to interview. I interviewed James Dobson once. I interviewed Chris Smith. I just have interviewed so many people through the years. And when you talk about going places, I've been on the road speaking since 1992. So when you put all of that together, it's quite a you know, a number of really, really beautiful opportunities. And I'm going to have very, very much to account for to God when I stand before him, because he has blessed me so abundantly. And it's been sheer privilege and sheer blessing to have been engaged in Catholic evangelization, really from the early days of EWTN. And that's the other thing. Father Mitch and I were chit-chatting the other day, and, you know, we're the oldest two by age, and you know, some of the
so
oldest
funny.
Two. Yeah. Yeah, and some of the oldest too by longevity. You know, there are some that predated us, like some of the first team there, Jody Copeland, for example, Roger Stokes, were in that first wave of people. But all of that being said, we were reminiscing, and, you know, do you remember when, you know? And I said, there's something very beautiful about having a history like that, where you can, you know, still recall, and you're still actively engaged in it. So,
do you know what? As you were talking, I started to get emotional. I get emotional. You know, the older I get, I cry at everything. I really do. I go into the Walgreens during the card section, and I'll start sobbing. And people will come up to me. They'll go, "What is the matter with you?" And I'm like, "I don't know. It's just so emotional. You know, whoever wrote this card, it just really touched my heart. You know, and I just think this. I think this Wagathon marathon on September 30th, Johnette, we are going to have a lot of laughs, a lot of going down memory lane. But I also think there's going to be a lot of tears because, you know, with that history comes, you know, a lot of work in ministry and a lot of people we've met and a lot of people that have gone home to meet the Lord. And, you know, I just think, wow, this is going to be a powerful 4 hours. I feel it.
Oh, well, I pray that these 4 hours is everything that the Lord wants. You know, I know we've prepared, but, you know, it's not about what we do. It's about what he does. And I hope that there are prayerful moments through the course of it, too, where people experience an abundant blessing. And just hearing you talk, Debbie, I have to tell you, I have a tremendous anointing right now. So I think the Holy Spirit is going to be abundantly present. Mm-hmm. I think people will be greatly blessed. I just want to read, you know, we're getting a couple of things here by messages from YouTube and places. And Susan Kelly says, happy anniversary, Women of Grace. It has been 1 year that I took the foundational study. So very happy. I found this wonderful apostolate. I don't feel so alone now. And sharing my faith is just awesome. And that's one of the 60,000 women that have taken this study, Debbie. Wow. And then this from Kimberly. I was searching the web page of a local Catholic retreat center that is recommended. There were retreats based on centering, mindfulness, and other traditions that weren't Catholic. It was disappointing. And this is one of the things, you know, and this is why what you're saying about Catholic radio and about all of the beautiful apostolates that God's raised up, why it's so important, because, you know, we're experiencing, you know, this syncretization, this blending of our faith with other faith traditions and spiritualities. And we're getting, you know, enticed away from all that is good, true, and beautiful into these pseudo religions, these pseudo practices. So it's very sad. So it just makes the call all that much greater. And here is from YouTube EC. This beautiful lady says, you've been a mentor and big sister to me. God bless you and pour you with more blessings. You know, and yeah, you know, we're called to be mentors to each other. We're to stand, as we say in Women of Grace, Debbie, we're to stand, you know, shoulder to shoulder and soul to soul. We're there to get each other to heaven, right? And so thank you. If I've been a mentor to you, EC, I praise and thank God for that. But you all have mentored me. And don't you find that, Debbie, in apostolic work, the more we give, the more we get.
Absolutely. But Johnette, you are so humble. Okay. I'm looking at the same comment you are from YouTube. And let me just share the beginning of it that you did not share on air. It starts off, you are such an amazing, beautiful woman, Johnette. That's how it started. And that's what we feel. And that's what we see. And that's what we experience from you, Johnette. So and you're so beautiful that you just skipped right over that and went to the part. And that's wonderful. And that's what we love about you. And I think that's what so many of us, when we enter into Catholic radio, we're certainly not doing it to get rich and famous. And we're not doing it for any other reason other than that we want to serve God. We want to bring as many souls to heaven as possible. And hopefully we get there, right? It's really a beautiful thing to work in ministry. And so I just wanted to continue. I didn't mean to read your YouTube comments, but when I saw that, I'm see, it's the Catholic school in me, Johnette. I have to do everything perfectly.
Well, you had good religious sisters. So did I.
Dominicans. You know. Dominicans. Who did you
did
have?
You? So yeah. I had Vincentian Sisters of Charity in elementary school, with the exception of my first grade teacher, who was a Dominican. Then in my high school years, I had Dominicans. So I kind of started off with Dominicans and ended with Dominicans. But those Vincentian Sisters of Charity were very formative. My school was St. Robert Bellarmine. And I know it's Bellarmine, but in Pittsburgh, it was St. Robert Bellarmine. Right. And they were building the school when I was in first grade. And so the first year that the school opened, they took first and second graders. So I went into the second grade, and I was really the first graduating class out of that school. They were just, oh my gosh, you know, we were blessed that way, Debbie, because did you have them all through school?
I had a K through eighth, and I wasn't too far from you. You were in Pittsburgh. I was in northern New Jersey. But that's so interesting. So you know that my co-host of the spirit world, Adam Bly, he works in the Diocese of Pittsburgh.
Yes. And I know Adam. He's spoken at our Women of Grace events, and I've had him on television and radio. And that is a fantastic show. I mean, really and truly, friends, if you're not listening to it on Saturdays, you're going to want to. Of course, not on the day of the Walkathon, I have to say, but,
well,
but other days.
Well, actually, I'm going to be doing the show that morning and then switching right over. I'll have the screens up ready to go so I can be sitting right at the same spot, Johnette, and just go right into the Walkathon.
Well, then you can listen to it.
Yeah.
We invite you to listen to it. It's a great show. And Adam is, he's just fantastic. And what, now you talk about a humble man. Here is a very generous, humble man. And there are some beautiful men in Pittsburgh. I just want to say that are beautiful and humble and good and holy men. And he's one of them. Mm-hmm. And he's just a lovely man. And he was at our event at Malvern, not this past year, but the year before. And it was all on spiritual warfare. And he was one of our speakers. He was great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. So, oh, thank you. And he loves Women of Grace. Johnette, can I don't mean to hog your show, but can I share this from YouTube from Mary?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Because I know you're going to probably skip over most of it because it's the love that she has for you. So I'm gonna share it. She said, grew up with Women of Grace for the past 20 years. Mary,
oh,
way
goodness.
To go. And then she says, so much love for you, Johnette. And that now you're going to help me with this, Johnette, because I don't know the time difference in the UK. She says, can you please tell me what time that the Walkathon will air in the UK? Love from London, Mary. So maybe Jeff Burson, your producer, can share the time difference because it will be airing since it's online, Johnette, and on Zoom, it'll be all over the world. So that's why we're getting hundreds that are inquiring and trying to register.
Well, let me just ask. Hey, Siri, what time is it in London, England?
Right now.
Okay, it's 4:50 p.m.
Okay, 4:50 p.m. Okay.
Yeah, so Eastern time, it's 12, what time is it? 11:50 Eastern time right now. So is that 6 hours?
Yeah, so Mary,
5 hours.
It'll be nighttime for Mary, so Mary can do it. That would be a great time to participate during the Walkathon.
Absolutely.
It'll be after dinner. Yeah.
Wonderful. That'll be a great opportunity. So, yeah, and we will get people from all over the place. As a matter of fact, our own Tom Sullivan is going to be in the Philippines at that time.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be with us through the whole thing. Thea's telling me it's 5 hours, Mom.
Oh, it's 5 hours? Oh, Thea's
texting.
You know
she's
what?
Listening.
Ask Thea if she still likes me now that I let the cat out of the bag.
So, Thea, did you hear Debbie? She wants to know if you still love her now that she let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah. We're going to
see
the original presentations of Women of Grace from 20 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I do know one thing that they have told me is that they're putting together all of my various hairdos over the years.
I know. That was the other thing I was going to share, but I didn't. I wanted to be on Thea's Christmas card list.
Oh, her mother might have just taken herself off of her Christmas card list. Oh,
did you
my
have
goodness.
A lot of hairstyle changes over the 20 years? Did you?
Oh, my goodness.
You did. Okay.
Hairstyle. And I'll tell you the other funny thing, Debbie, go back, like on our website, womenofgrace.com, you can watch a lot of the old television programs, really going back to the beginning, and the styles that have changed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh, my goodness. I look at them and I say, I can't believe I wore that and thought I
look
good.
I know, me too. Did you ever have remember the big hair days where you would tease it like 4 inches past your scalp? And I'm like, why did we do that? You know?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. I did that in high school.
Oh, you did?
Well, actually in high school, it was the upperclassmen that did that. I didn't in my lowerclassmen years. And then the straighter kind of bobbed look came in,
which is
what I'm back to at this point. But oh no, my hair has changed. As a matter of fact, I pulled something up the other day because so many of the programs that we did were really prescient. There was a prophetic voice in them. For example, I had Del O'Leary on back in 1995 with Mercedes Wilson and Janet Smith. And and Del wagged her finger at me in the camera and said, you know, safeguard your children because the UN is coming after them. They're changing the meaning of the word gender. That was all the way back in 1995. But anyway, I was watching something and there was one hairdo and Jack looked at that and he said, oh my goodness. What was that about? I said, I'm not really sure,
what
Jack.
Were you thinking during that time? How were you feeling during that time? Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It's funny. Well, it is going to be a hoot. There is no question about it. It's going to be a hoot. And I'm just so glad you were able to stay through this time with us, you know, because we've had a good time talking about all this. I don't know what y'all out there are thinking, but I hope that you've had a good time too.
Yeah. It shows that we love this and this is so exciting. I'm having so much fun. I better jump off and get ready for this little show called Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So
yes. Well, we've got you all warmed up for it now.
Thank you, Jeanette. Love you to pieces.
Love you back. And we'll see you. I'll see you for sure on September the 30th. Thanks so much, Deb, for being
with us.
Bye bye. God bless. Yeah, friends. So we do want you to join us. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know, this EWTN family. It's a beautiful thing. We do care for each other very much. And we care for you a whole lot. We just love being with you. And thank you for inviting us into your homes. Thank you for inviting us into your cars. You're driving around through Catholic Radio. And I just want to reiterate what Debbie said there. You know, do support your local affiliates. They need your help. They need your help. They do. So remember them. Remember them. You know, as Mother Angelica would say, between your gas and electric bill. It's been great being with you today. Going to be back again with you next week. I hope that you have a very blessed weekend. Padre Pio's feast day is tomorrow. Debbie's wildly excited about all of that. Praise be to God. Let's continue to pray for each other. We're praying for you. And sign up. Register for our Wagathon. God bless you now. Bye-bye.